Later, I became a PTA president. So being a PTA president, I would go to different town hall meetings, different board meetings. I would go down to the Capitol and talk to my legislators to get them to vote for issues for our children. Towards keeping funding, like for electives, like band, things like that for the school, informing our legislators how important it is to have nurses at our schools. It felt great because being an advocate, I could get needs done at school, different financial needs towards repairs, and also with PTA getting our students to apply for scholarships.
So listening to you share just the different roles you played with PTA and just an advocate for students and a school nurse and a parent, me being an educator, this sounds like you would be a parent engagement specialist, which is now a full-time role because we see the importance of building relationships.
Being a volunteer, people can look at people a certain way, being a volunteer, but they thought I worked at the school or either worked at the board. People would look at me as a different level when I was really, you know, like they were, but I took it very seriously. I didn't have to be paid for anything, and I wasn't paid for anything. I just wanted to do the best I could for my children and for my community.
And that definitely plays a role in me being an educator. People always talk about, oh, teachers don't get paid. I don't see how you do it. And it's not about the pay. It's the gratification of watching that light bulb come on with my students when they finally get something. But it all goes back to, you know, just watching you and growing up. And it's like, you don't always have to be financially paid. You don't always have to be recognized for every single thing. Like, it's just that gratification and knowing that somebody received the help and appreciated the help that was given